It means to really look at your economy from a national perspective, to look at it with a gender lens and to see, is our country really harnessing the full potential of half of its population? And are we putting the measures in that are necessary for both men and women to be able to both participate in the workplace and to have a family and to take care of their children? Now, Japan acknowledges that it has a very gender segregated culture. And most likely, I think Japan would probably be the country with the highest educated group of stay-at-home moms. It's literally impossible today for two parents to keep working when they get a child. There is not enough childcare. And also the working culture is quite not very family-friendly.
Very demanding.
Very demanding and with long working hours. And so I think it seems now that the Japanese government is ready to look at this or to attack this from at many fronts to be able to boost its economy through including more women in the workforce. And the term womenomics really is a way to describe how you boost a country's economy through gender equality measures.
There's also the idea of GDP no longer being the sole indicator of how well a country's doing, that the place of women in society is also an indicator of what the potential of the country is in terms of its wealth.
That's one way of putting it, but actually including women or not including women also has a direct effect on the bottom line. The GDP will grow if more women take part in the economy. And Japan is in a very good place. Japan is not a developing country where most women are illiterate, for example. They don't have all the problems that many countries have. They can make this leap. And if they do, they will also set a very strong example for other countries. And there are many countries they can learn from. They can learn from countries that today are able both to have a very high participation of women in the workforce at the same time as they have high birth rates, because the low birth rate is also a great concern for Japan.